Hello, my name is Jason. I'm calling from Metro Research. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area.
Mm-hmm.
How many children are living? It seems like we have already started this survey. What would your hesitations be about considering vocational programs for your sixth grade child?
The location of the school would be the major piece. And then I'm already in a district where we are totally in the red financially, so I don't even see how the district would be able to fund that.
Okay. Thank you. When thinking about post-high school plans for your sixth grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping making their plans? Your influence as parents, very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Okay, what about friends and peers plans?
For my sixth grader?
Yes, when thinking about post-high school plans for your sixth grade child, how important do you believe each of the followings are in helping make their plans? Friends and peer plans?
Not important.
Not too important or not at all?
Not too important.
What about college prep programs?
Very important.
Okay. Teachers?
Somewhat important.
Okay. Family members?
Very important.
Okay. And guidance, counselors?
Not very important.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you about the 11th grade child. How well is your 11th grade child school preparing students academically for the possibility of attending college? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Not too well.
Thank you. Which opportunities, if any, does your 11th grade child high school offer? Advanced placement and international bachelor's courses, dual
both
enrollment courses.
IB and AP courses.
Okay, what about early college courses?
They do provide it, but if you're in the AB, IB track, then it's difficult for you to get to those classes.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following best describes your 11th grade child? They have already started applying to college. They will likely apply to college later. They will likely not apply to college.
Okay. There needs to be a correction, and I apologize. My 11th grader is actually a 12th grader now.
Oh, okay. Okay. You're 12th grade.
She's a 12th grade. Yes, she's a senior.
Okay. They will have already started applying to college.
Yes.
Likely to apply later.
She has already started.
Okay. Thank you. How much would you say you know about the college admission process? A great deal, fair amount, just a little or nothing at all?
A great deal.
Thank you. How much would you say that you know about the financial aid process for college? A great deal.
A great deal.
Okay, thank you. To what extent do you believe the cost of college might impact your 12th grade child's choice of what college to attend? A great deal, fair amount, just a little, or not at all?
A fair amount.
Thank you. Has your 12th grade child participated in college preparation programs while in high school or not?
No.
Okay. Has your 12th grade child taken any courses that offer college credit while in high school?
If it's the AP courses, she takes AP and IB.
Is that a course that offer college credit?
Yes.
Okay. Which of the following career development activities has your 12th grade child participated in school in high school? Career fairs, job shadowing opportunities, resume building workshops, mock interviews, internship, or co-op programs, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, does your sixth grade child identify as LGBTQ or not?
No.
Okay. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What language are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Okay. What is the last grade of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade or less? High school graduate? Some college graduate, postgraduate, master's degree, law degree, PhD?
Master's class.
Thank you. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Before $25,000, $25,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $150,000, or more than $150,000?
More than 150.
Okay. Finally, what is your 5-digit zip code?
02301.
Thank you. Sometimes reporters like to contact survey responders to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to reporters for this purpose. Your responses to this survey would never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts in your community?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your first name?
Sandra, S-A-U.
Mm-hmm.
N-D-R-A.
And your last name?
Coaxum, C-O-A-X, as in xylophone, U, M as in map.
Okay. And what is the best number to reach you with a survey invitation by text message?
617-792-8910.
Okay, and what is the best email address to reach you with a survey invitation?
My last name dot my first name at gmail.com.
Thank you. Do you prefer to be contacted by text message or email?
Texas side.
Okay. Thank you. That concludes with our survey. I thank you for your time and patience, and I hope
thank
you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.